cinch.
Myth. If it can't be perfect, why do it? Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. So for the next couple days, we are going to talk about productivity and organization myths, those things that we tell ourselves that keep us from actually getting things done. And today we are going to talk about, if it can't be perfect, why do it? Now you see, wanting to do a good job on your projects is admirable. However, the drive for perfection has ruined the success of many projects. Perfectionism paralyzes even the smartest people. Consider the consequences of not doing the project at all versus the need for your perfection. No one is perfect, and the desire to be perfect will derail your progress. You lose the focus to be successful. Don't get me wrong. Having a detailed focus and an attitude for a job well done is excellent. However, there's a line we should draw when things are good enough to be tried. When you spend too much time on a particular task, it never gets completed, and other activities often suffer too. Taking action is better than not taking action. If you take action, you get feedback, and you know where you can alter for improvements. For example, if you wait until you have a perfect plan for working out and eating right, you'll never lose the weight you want to lose. If you don't lose the weight, you may experience greater health issues. So try this instead. Use the Pareto's principle, the 80-20 rule. Be good, quote-unquote, for about 80% of the time. The logic is if you follow the new, for example, exercise and eating plan 80% of the time, then you're 80% closer to your goal than you were the previous day, than you would have been if you had tried to be perfect. It's the glass half full focus. Remember, life is full of imperfection. Yes, it's important to give your best to achieve the best possible, but not everything has to be perfect to produce the best outcome. Imperfection is better than perfection if something is actually getting accomplished. If you'd like more productivity tips and tricks, check out my blog at productiveandorganized.net. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. And if you like this, I'd appreciate it if you pass it on to your friends. Thanks, and have a great day.